Newspapers in Hong Kong. Social media connects individuals, allows them to share news as events unfold, and express as well as shape opinions with freedom and ease. However, social media can be abused when unverified information is spread unchecked. This makes the role of newspapers as a source of fair, balanced, and verifiable information even more important. Newspapers report on local, national, and international affairs, present opinions, publish reviews, Q&A columns, sports, celebrity news, and advertisements. In Hong Kong, newspapers are available in English, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean, and can be read in print or electronically on tablets, phones, or laptops. So how do people choose which newspaper to read? Students usually comply with what their schools require or follow their parents' advice. Other people may be influenced by their profession, level of education, language proficiency, political standpoint, financial situation, interests, or the image they want to project. English language newspapers. While there is a multitude of Chinese language papers in Hong Kong, the English scene is dominated by the South China Morning Post, SCMP, and The Standard. SCMP is a daily broadsheet with a long history. Founded in 1903, it currently publishes in print and digital formats. It is also the only paper in Hong Kong to offer a Braille edition online for the visually impaired. SCMP markets itself as the paper for business elites and professionals. In a 2010 survey conducted by the Chinese University of Hong Kong, SCMP was voted the most trustworthy newspaper. The Standard was founded in 1949 as a broadsheet. In response to competition and changes in the market environment, the paper was reduced to tabloid size in 2000 and became a free paper in 2007. It is currently Hong Kong's only free English newspaper with a circulation figure double that of SCMP. The Standard targets business people and young professionals with a certain lifestyle. It covers business, local, international, sports, education, and lifestyle news. Both SCMP and The Standard have student versions, taking on the role of educating and nurturing young readers. SCMP has Young Post for secondary school students and Posties for primary school students. Many secondary schools in Hong Kong ask students to subscribe to SCMP. The Standard has the Student Standard for senior secondary school students, Junior Standard for junior secondary school students, and Goodies for primary school students. The latest addition to the English newspaper arena is the Hong Kong Free Press, launched in July 2015. It is a crowd-funded online newspaper that aims to offer a truly independent voice, starting with simple local news and investigative pieces about Hong Kong. As it is a crowd-funded project, its sustainability is uncertain. It is hoped that continuous contributions from the general public, advertising income, and sponsorship will be sufficient to keep the paper going. Specialist newspapers. There are a number of specialist papers targeting specific communities in Hong Kong. The Wall Street Journal Asia provides news and analysis of global business developments for an audience of influential Asian corporate and government decision makers. The paper is widely regarded as the most important business reading among all international dailies in Asia. The Sunday Examiner, English, and Kung Kao Po, Chinese, owned by the Catholic Diocese of Hong Kong, are aimed at the Catholic community. The Hong Kong Post and Wednesday Journal are for the Japanese and Korean communities and are published in their own languages. These papers do more than just report news. They bring communities together with content specific to their religious, cultural, and geographical concerns. Communication is a two-way process. Newspapers are without a doubt an important means of communication. It is equally important to recognize that communication is not one way. Printed newspapers contain editorials, enabling editors to express their opinions on topical issues, and letters to the editor, which the readers send to respond or express their views. Online papers make it even easier for the readers to present their views and opinions. Editorial decisions about which news items to include and the style in which they are reported often reflect the paper's particular political standpoint. Find out for yourself. Take three newspapers and compare their content. You might find that the front page story in one paper is buried on page 5 in another. One paper might choose to interview a government official, and another might choose to report a comment made by a member of the public. Look at the choice of words, the use of satire, and the overall tone of the articles. Newspapers help form and develop public opinion, and in some cases, change them completely.